This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The author Frank McCourt died last weekend. The book that made him famous was his heart-wrenching memoir, Angela's Ashes. McCourt was born in Brooklyn, but then the family returned to Ireland, to Limerick. There was nothing at all sentimental about the old country in McCourt's telling. It was hunger, disease, a drunken father. Angela's Ashes is the story of his escape from that nightmare and, as a boy, always dreaming about returning to New York City. He joined us on Studio 360 in 2002 on stage at the Museum of Television and Radio.
My dream was the New York skyline. And when I would actually have a dream about it, and at the table in the morning when we were having our tea, I would announce to the family, I had a dream about the New York skyline last night. And they were all very jealous and envious. They wanted to dream about the New York skyline too. And I said, that's my dream. You can't have my dream. And my brother Malachi was also born in New York. He said, you can't stop me from dreaming about the New York skyline. And I said, I'll wake you up all night. I'll just wake you up all night. And you won't be able to dream about it. He said, well, you'll have to sleep too. I said, I won't sleep. I'll keep you awake all night and you won't be able to dream about the New York skyline. Well, of course, I had to forget that because my mother told us shut up and go to school. But I think that was my first yearning, because the idea I had of life in America as opposed to life in Ireland was that in America, everybody was in a Fred Astaire movie. And everybody danced down Fifth Avenue, and everybody went to nightclubs, and there was always a performer up there singing about love. And this is the way I wanted to live. I wanted to get away from what you might call the harsh reality of Ireland, which, of course, I went on to write about later. So what happens in your mind when you think along those lines, you begin to think about the value of nothing. Give children nothing, because American children get everything, and they get it immediately. They want it now. It's on the television. I want it now. And they get it now because we have to keep the little buggers quiet. So I'm developing a new philosophy called denial. I might even write a little handbook about it. Give them nothing and hand it out in front of F.A.O. Schwartz. Because kids, in the old days during the Depression, used to dream about getting a bicycle or roller skates or something like that. And what it boils down to is the longing is something unfulfilled and the dream is something that's possible of being fulfilled. And I think this is what the children nowadays are being denied, the dream. I want to see children sitting under a tree. I want to see them sitting on the banks of the Mississippi or the Hudson or any place with a fishing line. I want to see them doing nothing, and I want to see them dreaming. I want presents to be abolished. Give them nothing. Thank you.
The wonderful writer, Frank McCourt. You're serious about giving kids nothing.
Yeah. Because I see them buried. My wife Ellen comes from Palos Verdes, and we visited her sister in California, in San Diego. And they had a neighbor then. He asked me if I'd like to go over and see his house, and he brought me into this room. It was the day after Christmas, where his little daughter, who wasn't yet two, was sitting on the floor with her mother, still opening Christmas presents 24 hours later. And there were shelves all around the room, filled with stuff. And this little girl was paralyzed with indecision. What do you latch onto? There's nothing to latch onto. It's not like kids used to have favorite dolls or favorite baseball gloves and favorite bicycles and things like that. Now everything is up for grabs. I don't know if anybody develops anything, and that leads to a kind of immaturity, a kind of retarded nation.
Did you learn about storytelling? You are obviously a consummate storyteller. Did you learn that at the foot of your family?
Well, since you had nothing, and I don't want to harp too much on my miserable childhood because I made enough money out of it, so.
Your longing is gone now. The longing is over.
So there was nothing, so we'd sit around the fire. When you look into a coal fire, it has all kinds of shapes and images, and you see faces, and you see little mountains. And while my father's here telling us a story or something, he used to make up stories. He made up fantastic stories. He should have been working for Spielberg or somebody like that. And we learned from that that you entertain yourself. When I was teaching in high school, I used to listen to my students come in the morning talking about what they watched last night or what they listened to last night. We talked about what we did.
The writer Frank McCourt speaking to us in 2002. He died last week at age 78.